Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At this hour, Newsline is monitoring as President Biden leaves Joint Base Andrews for Florida. Joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline is ABC News correspondent Rena Roy, who is in Fort Myers. Rena, good to have you here. Can you paint the picture for us in Fort Myers this morning with the rescue and recovery efforts still continuing? Hang on 1 second. Let's try that. Yeah, Rena, I didn't have the first part of that tech flub on my end. Can you describe the scene in Fort Myers?
Sure. So the devastation has been going for miles and miles. We've been driving into Fort Myers from Naples, and I can tell you that we've seen the devastation again. It's pretty much everywhere you look, and that's exactly what President Biden will see when he arrives by Air Force One at 12:45 today in Fort Myers. This is one of the hardest hit areas, and search and rescue operations really have been going around the clock nonstop. And at this point, we are exactly a week since Hurricane Ian made landfall in this area. The concern is that people may still be trapped by floodwaters. So search and rescue teams, they are still out there in full force, just trying to help whoever might still need it. And of course, this is also a recovery operation. Unfortunately, the death toll expected to keep going up.
And a lot of people have made something of this, that we could be seeing Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis running for president. What are their teams saying about that as they meet today?
Right. So Governor DeSantis confirmed yesterday in a press conference that he will be briefing President Biden during his visit. It's unclear if they'll tour the devastation together, but we do know both teams have said that they are looking forward to working together. They're saying that right now the focus is really on the people of Florida, that they will be working together as one team just to help these people here however they need.
And a little bit of politics at play here perhaps, but there have been questions about the evacuation order in Lee County. Are there still questions, Rena?
There are still a lot of questions. I think local officials, they are under fire right now. Lee County issued a mandatory evacuation on Tuesday morning instead of Monday, as some other neighboring counties had done. And we are told that there will be an investigation into how things unfolded here. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
All right, Rena Roy in Fort Myers. And as we say, the president is heading there at this hour. Rena, we thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.